Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. That was Sophie B. Hawkins. Damn, wish I was your lover, because I wish you were all my lovers, and we were all laying in, like, these fields of spaciousness, just loving one another. On that note, we got an amazing show tonight, because Sophie's joining us, then Selenis Lavalle is joining us from Orange is the New Black, and we have an amazing psychic, Tori Hartman. Don't call in for your free psychic readings just yet, because we're not answering your calls. Because we have the divine Miss Sophie B. Hawkins on Max and Friends. How are you, Sophie?
I'm so well. How are you, Max?
I am so psyched that you're back on the show, because we're like making a super announcement. Sophie's going to be in Boca Raton, Florida at Jazz's this week. What were you like when you were like, I'm going on tour again? What frame of mind were you in?
I love going on tour. And even yesterday, to be honest with you, now that I have a kid, I even love going on tour more, And it's not to get away from my child, but it's so, because sometimes I bring him and it's super fun. But the thing is, life is times a thousand to me now that I've had a child, and I get to live so much more immediately. Everything means more to me. For instance, when I was rehearsing yesterday, just being with my guitar player and my drummer, just us three, because the keyboard player couldn't do it, it was like a whole new reservoir of jumping into the music. Everything felt new. Everything was new. That's what I get excited about. I get excited about the newness of everything.
You know, the newness of everything is so beautiful and being in this moment. So what moment is Sophie B. Hawkins in right now? Where is your mind? Where are you now?
You know, oh goodness. Well, I'm lying down with my two dachshunds under each arm. I had an amazing workout. I took a great shower. I did my Jillian Michaels. I have to say that. She's so great. And after a day of walking, exploring LA, I've been in New York for a while, as you know, the whole year. I moved back to New York, and then I went to the Cape with my family, and now I'm back in LA for a minute, just enjoying Los Angeles. Boy, it's a great place. I saw a couple of friends. It's been an amazing Sunday.
And now this week you're coming to Boca Raton, Florida to sing at Jazz's, which is the most coolest venue in South Florida, I think. I've been there before.
Wow.
So you're going to be on stage in front of all the South Floridians doing your thing. And of course you'll be barefoot. Am I correct?
Yeah. Of course. Oh, and one of the, yes, of course, Max. And one of the funnest things too about the newness of things is, you know how I wore the same outfit for about 20 years? I don't know if you really know that. And I love that outfit. But lately, in every show, every single show, and I've been doing quite a few, I've been wearing something different. And I went shopping with my great friend Eleanor Estes today, who's an amazing stylist, and I bought some very, very nice outfits. So it's not something that I like to talk about because I like to talk about deep things, but it's amazing to me that I even get to sport a new outfit at the show.
Well, I think that
and
is a deep thing. Because what that is just like it's like expressing even more of your creativity and without speaking. You know, that's what clothes really are. They express who we are without speaking. That's why fashion
Matt,
is
you're
really
so
cool.
Right. Oh, you know, you know what? First of all, so let me tell you how much I agree with that. Because I was sitting on the stoop in West Hollywood with my three friends the other night talking. And everyone was drinking wine. We were having a great talk. And then this wonderful, handsome man comes down from the building. He goes down the stoop. And he had this outfit on. And I looked at him and I said, that's what I want to look like on stage. He was a beautiful young man. And then I told my friend, I said, when I played with just the trio of me and the guitar player and the drummer, and it was this very, very, very new versions of the song, totally found amazing musicality, and it was like that stripped down, the way that boy looked with his suspenders hanging down and his t-shirt and the way his jeans were, and that was exactly why I said I have to do this. I can't just go on in some other outfit. I have to articulate visually the power and the simplicity and the freedom of being so free.
Yeah, well, you know what, just speaking now, you give off the absolute delicious vibration of freedom. So what this week, what are you going to be covering? You have so many, like your catalog of music is so intense. I was going over it today. I was like, there are so many Sophie B. Hawkins songs, and everyone was like typing in and tweeting. We want Damn, Wish I Was Your Lover was like number one. So what are you going to be playing this week at Jazz's?
Well, of course, I will be playing Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover. I will be playing As I Lay Me Down and Right Beside You and Lose Your Way. And probably every hit that people love, because I do love, those songs are always fresh for me. I love them. Mm-hmm. Then I also have a bunch of new songs. I'm about to make a new record, and I'm so, so happy about that. Everyone's always excited when they're going to make a new record. But this material, after, you know, leaving Los Angeles and moving back to New York and being a single mother, I have so much to sing about, and I love my new tunes. And there's stuff from The Crossing that I never did play that has a lot of new meanings, because like I said, new instrumentation, new world events, new relationships bring out new understandings of old songs.
Yeah. And we're also in a different space right now. Like literally vibrationally, we're in a different space of time where we're like ready to receive, even though they're like old words, we're ready to like plant them and let them grow. So it's really beautiful.
Max, I was talking about that with the musicians. Boy, I'm so in agreement with you. Okay, the guitar player, Josh Scaler, had his daughter over. They picked me up to take me to rehearsal, and his daughter's graduating from MIT. And she was talking about how she's working with Charles Branson, and she's going into space, and she's hang gliding. And I said, Josh, don't you see, our children are this new frontier of light and excitement and exploration, and they don't seem to care about, and I'm going to be honest with you, the really new frontier, they're not materialistic.
Right.
They're not cloying and clutching and worried. And even though the parents keep saying, and Josh will say, there's no jobs out there. And I said, Josh, forget about it. They're making jobs right and left. They're creating their lives.
Of course.
I'm not worried. You know what? And I'm not worried about my son. If he wants to go build houses in Sudan for people, that's the greatest thing he could ever do. If he wants to, whatever.
We're in that flow where, like, the divine is always going to provide us. We just have to tap into the flow. So I get it.
You're totally correct. You're so correct. And that's another thing. When I said the newness thing to having a child makes me want to do everything, because I realize how precious the opportunities are. And how every time I have a conversation, and I'm not joking with you, Max, this is real. I've never been happier, and I've never gone through more struggle as I did last year. And I am here to say struggle is so healthy.
Yeah. Well, you know, because when we open ourselves up to just understand that it's like the most beautiful thing, there's no mistakes in life, only lessons learned, then we can start the path of just like joy. So you're on this path of joy. You're going to be on a plane tomorrow coming to Florida. I cannot wait to see you at Jazz's, and we're going to have like another interview, because we're going to be sitting down on my new talk show, my new TV show. So that's going to be even more fun. We're going to be able to one-on-one and feel each other's vibe, Sophie B. Hawkins.
That's so light and so beautiful. And listen to me, I love Florida. Did you know that? And now that I'm back on the East Coast, connecting with Florida again has been such a pleasure.
Well, you have a home away from home, because you're more than welcome to come and stay in South Beach anytime you want. We have a place there so you can crash anytime you want.
Oh, nice.
All right, my darling. Well, have a wonderful journey tomorrow. And I'm going to see you at Jazz's in Boca Raton on Wednesday. But you're playing Tuesday and Wednesday, so... SophieBHawkins.com, and we're going to play your song Georgia a little bit. We got a fun show tonight. I'm so glad that you were here, Sophie. You know, you're like the Cat Stevens of my time. I just love like turning on your music, and I'm just like throws back me and
oh my God.
When I grew up.
I have to tell you one more thing. Guess what about Cat Stevens?
Tell me.
My friend Sadie was playing him in the car, and mm-hmm. she said, you remind me of him. And I said, I'm his rib. I'm Cat's rib. Because I grew up listening to him.
You know, I was listening to his... I was driving today back from Key West, and we had on Pandora, and I was playing that. And all of a sudden, I'm like, he reminds me so much of Sophie.
But it's the purity.
I love it. Well, on that note, we're going to talk more about it this week when I see you. Sophie, just keep making beautiful music and being in our lives, because your vibration is delicious. I adore you, Sophie.
Thank you, Matt.
I'm going to talk to you sooner than later. All right, y'all.
Okay, well, bye.
We've got a great show ahead, so y'all stay tuned to Max and Friends. I don't know where I'm going to start, but we're going to start with this theme song, and you're going to tweet me at Max Tucci and tell me what it reminds you of. Hit it. Orange is the new black.
The animals, the animals. Trap, trap, trap till the cages fall. The cages fall, the day is new. And everyone is waiting, waiting on you. And you've got time. Think of all the roads, think of all the crossings. Taking steps is easy, standing still is hard. Remember all their faces, remember all their voices. Everything is different the second time around. And you've got time. You've got time. The animals, trap, trap, trap till
cages fall. The cages fall. The day is new, and everyone is waiting, waiting on you, and you've got time. Think of all the roads, think of all their crossings. Taking steps is easy, standing still is hard. Remember all their faces, remember all their voices. Everything is different the second time around. And you've got time. You've got time.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Clink, clink, chakalaka. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We've got Selenius Leva joining us in just a minute. Are you here yet? Let's call her back up, get her on the line, because we are having a good time here tonight on Max and Friends. Yes, we are. But so here's the deal. That was Sophie B. Hawkins. It was amazing. Hey, Selenius, are you here with us? I don't know. I don't think so. We're going to do a sound check real quick, but they're going to do the thing. I'm going to keep on talking. When you're on, just jump in at any time. But so Sophie B. Hawkins, I adore it. I love my Sophie. But y'all love Orange is the New Black, because you're tweeting me all the time at Max Tucci. And it just like does my mind in how much I love you all for tweeting me about this show. You know, my niece called me and she's like, oh my God, prison is so glamorous. I'm like, listen, honey, not that glamorous. That's the laugh
not
of my
that
next
glamorous.
Guest. That's the laugh of my next guest. Selenius Leva, welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you for having me. Hello, hello.
It's my pleasure. Now, I told you before the show, you know, Lynn Tucci was here a couple weeks ago, and she just loves you and misses you and says, tell her that I give her a big hug. So, there you go.
I love her. We went way back from day one of the pilot, first day of the pilot. So, I have a big, big space in my heart for her.
For DeMarco. And DeMarco says hi. But let's talk about you, because you are this multi-talented actress, and I love it because you're from the Boogie Down Bronx. How you doing?
I'm from the Boogie Down, keeping it real.
I love that you're from the Bronx. I just did an event there at the Lehman Center. I love the Lehman Center.
Yes, but the Bronx, that's a great space.
Isn't it good? We'll have to get you involved somehow, because I do a lot of charity work there. But so growing up in the Bronx, you end up at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. And then it's like your career took off. Tell me about your childhood.
Yeah, it did. I grew up in the Bronx, in the Norwood section of the Bronx, and my very first theater experience was when I went to see a show at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. And I remember sitting there, you know, with my, you know, lunch in my brown bag, you know, watching this play. And there was a young girl in the show, and I was mesmerized by her, and I wanted to be her so badly. And I remember at the end of the show, we all got into the yellow buses, you know, and I saw her leaving the theater, and I was like, I hope that one day I'm her. And then years later, that was my first professional gig. It was there. That was the first time I got a paycheck for being an actor.
You see, you called it in. You called it into your life.
I called it in, man. Yep.
So from theater, you've done film, you've done television, and now you're Gloria Mendoza. You lay it on thick. What does lay it on thick mean, first of all?
Lay it on thick. It's so many different things. You know, I lay it on thick with the accent. I lay it on thick with the sass. I lay it on thick with the fierceness. And I lay it on thick with the don't mess with Gloria. You know, so I'm always laying it on thick on that set somehow. So it's
now,
a good thing.
We have a tweet right now, and someone would like to know, where do you guys film?
We film in New York City, in Queens, actually, in the Kaufman Astoria Studios.
Oh, how much fun is that? Well, there you go, Queens.
That's fun. Let me tell you, it's my, you know, New York is my home base. It's my city. So I love being able to just cross the bridge and going to work.
And drive and to work, right?
Yes, yes. It's
she's like,
nice,
I get to drive to work.
That's a plus. Yeah.
That's a big plus. Now, do people call you Gloria walking down the street from time to time?
They do. They do. My favorite is like, wait a minute. I know you from somewhere. Wait, is it Orange Is the New Black? I'm like, yes, it is. Or sometimes they'll be yelling from across the street. They're like, Gloria, Gloria. And the crazy thing is that I now have started to respond to it without even thinking about it.
Right?
So
just like,
it's
yes.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, yeah. No, awesome. I'm getting lots of love. I'm getting lots of love from the fans. So I really thank them and I appreciate it because the show has had the success because I think it's word of mouth. So I'm really grateful to all the fans out there.
Of course, you know, it's so funny because my mom, she doesn't have Netflix, you know, she's like not a Netflix girl, but she's staying with my sister right now and she's like, I'm catching up on that Orange Is the New Black show. I'm like, do you like
it? I know. Like,
yes.
It's a phenomenon. It's fantastic. Everywhere I go, I swear to you, I'm stopped and I'm shown so much love. This is absolutely a dream come true. I love what we're doing on the show. I think it's just a bunch of really talented women and men. The writers are just crazy talented. It's just really good. It's fun. It's lots of fun.
And how is it to work with Jodie Foster?
You know what? I have not worked with Jodie Foster personally because every time she is on set, I am not on set.
Get out.
the only two episodes that she's like literally that she is directed, I have not done.
Uh-oh.
It's crazy.
Well, that's got to change.
Yeah.
You're like,
I don't know. That has
change.
To change. I'm like, there's a conspiracy. But you know what? She's absolutely. She was there, I think, during the pilot episode when I was working. She was there. She was sitting in Village. She was watching everything go. And she was kind of getting a feel for the show. So even though I haven't worked with her personally, I did get to meet her. She's been on set, and she's absolutely wonderful.
That's beautiful. Now, listen, before we get, if you can, spill some tea about the show. But let's go back to the day that you were called, and they said, you got the job for Orange. What was running through your head?
And you know what? I was like, yay, I'm a working actor, I guess, for a little bit. Because I got a part that I didn't even audition for, to be honest with you. I auditioned for another role. I didn't get it. And then weeks later, I got a call from my agent saying, they're offering you the role of Gloria Mendoza. And I said, well, what is that? And they were like, well, you know, you'll be on for like one or two episodes. And so cut to, you know, season three, and now I'm a series regular. So that's awesome.
And not only a season's regular, but you're running like the show there. Like people don't mess with you.
I'm like kind of running the kitchen right now.
That's like the biggest thing. You know, to run that kitchen is the biggest thing. Especially since we saw what Red did before with the tampon sandwiches and everything.
No, Kate Mulgrew, that's my girl. She's so wonderful. She's so brilliant. I love working with her. I love the moments that we've had in season two. And I could promise you that for season three, there's a lot, even more wonderful things between her and I. So
can
I'm
you
really
spill
excited
any
about
tea?
That.
Can you spill any tea on the show?
No, the only thing I can do is that we're working on season three, and I swear to you, if you thought season two was crazy, season three is just looking like it's going to be nuts. It's really
okay.
Good.
Can we play a quick word game? A good word game.
Okay.
Because this is going to pull up your past. So when I say these titles of shows that you've been on, give me the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Oh my. Okay.
The Good Wife. The Good Wife.
A fabulous, fabulous time, really.
Law and Order. SVU Law and Order.
Grateful. Grateful. Yes, that was my first time, I think, on the Law and Order Family. Grateful.
That's beautiful. Sex and the City, too.
Yeah. Oh, fashion. Fashion.
Speaking of fashion, let's drop some labels. Who are your favorite labels right now?
Right now, you know what? I'm all for Escada. Escada has been very kind to me. They dressed me for season two premiere, and I absolutely loved the gown that they lent me. So if anybody wants and is curious, look online. The dress was to die for. It was like painted on me, and it was like, I couldn't eat anything all night, but it was okay.
So you're like, you're a Miss Escada girl. All right.
I am a Scottish girl. You know, I am always, always, always faithful to Carmen Marbalvo, who from day one, when no one knew who Selene Slava was and didn't know who Gloria Mendoza was going to be on Orange is the New Black, and Carmen Marbalvo made sure that he dressed me and gave me wonderful dresses. So I'm always, yes. I'm a very faithful girl, yes.
CMB, he's a great friend of mine, Carmen. I'm going to call him tomorrow. You know what, actually.
Oh, my gosh, Paul, I love him. I love
Carmen
him.
Carmen is funny.
He's so great.
Because when I was on Facebook, and I'm like, you know, Carmen liked the picture of you for the show. And I'm like, that's funny. Like, Carmen liked that picture. Now it all makes sense.
It all makes sense. I'm telling you, him and Frank have been absolutely wonderful to me. And I will always, always, always
yes.
make it a point to wear
you
his
know, he's,
dresses very
he's a Westchester boy. You know that, right?
I love him. He's such a
yes.
good guy. He's so
you
much
You are
fun.
All from Westchester County. Well, no, the Bronx
yes,
is the Bronx.
Yes, we are.
In the vicinity.
The Bronx is the Bronx, but we're a couple of minutes. It's just a little drive away.
It is so true. So now you've got this. I'm reading your bio here, and I'm so excited. How is it to work with Melissa McCarthy and your new movie, which is coming out October 24th, St. Vincent?
Oh, my God. St. Vincent. You know, that was a dream come true, just to be on the same set as Melissa McCarthy, Naomi Watts, and the amazing Bill Murray is a dream come true. If somebody would have told me a year ago that I was going to be on this hit show with 12 Emmy nominations and a movie coming out with these amazing people, I would have said, you're lying. So I think life is really, really great right now, and I tell you that this movie is brilliant. It's beautiful. It's a great story. And I would say that Bill Murray's probably going to get some kind of Oscar nomination. At least
Ooh,
I hope so.
Look at the prediction.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Well, you know what? We're having a psychic on. We're having a psychic on after
you are.
Oscar. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I saw that, and I was like, oh, my God. Are they going to put her on with me? That's going to freak
no.
me. What is she going to
no,
say?
No, no, no. But you know, it's funny that when we have psychics on, I'm like, okay, don't say anything about me.
Exactly. You're like, I don't want to
no,
know.
I would
I don't
never
know.
Do that. But, you know, you just sound like you're in such a place of, like, happiness right now. Are you there?
I am. I'm in a really good place. I'm in a place of complete gratefulness. I'm just so grateful. I wake up every day going, wow, this is my life. This is pretty awesome. And, you know, I don't know. It's just great to be a working actor, and a working actor on a show that's not only been so entertaining, but it's like starting all these wonderful movements and conversations. It's great. I'm very, very fortunate.
It's beautiful. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you. What brings you peace?
Peace. Peace is my daughter's smile. Coming, walking through the door and having my cat and my dog and my daughter just love me. That's peace.
That's your peace. Isn't it amazing
yeah, that's
the
my
simple
peace.
Things we can come home and just
simple.
When you're at peace at home, you know you're at peace.
Oh my. You know, I'm sitting here like candle lit in my living room. I'm in my balcony and I have a bottle of white wine. And I'm talking to you, so this is peace.
This is peace. Now, I'm glad that, how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 11 years old.
Okay, because my niece is 13 years old. And does your daughter watch
yes.
the show?
She cannot watch the show. I forbid
okay.
her from watching, but I have been able to show her little clips and pieces of episodes
okay.
where I know that it's okay.
Yeah. I get it. My niece, you know, they're very crafty and they know how to sneak things in on their iPad. So here's the story.
I think 13 is a different story. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but 13, you know what? It's good, but it's bad, because I was talking about this with Lynn and we were saying, you know, my niece was like, oh, prison looks so much fun. I'm like, Lynn, will you please tell all the little girls out there that prison is not fun? So will you please tell them that this is just a TV show?
This is a TV show. Prison is not fun. You know, the beauty of Orange is the New Black is that we get to go home and we get to, like, you know, come in to our really nice homes and have feasts and you know, take showers in our clean bathrooms. And
not have to get shanked and beat up.
Exactly, not to get shanks or have some like feces coming through the water. It's a different world. So prison is not cute. Anyone who thinks prison is cute, you're
true.
No. Just watch Orange is the New Black, and that's as much prison as you can get.
Yeah. Now, here you're saying, like, the DC and Shank. Did you ever think these words would be part of your vocabulary?
Absolutely not. But you know what? It's so great. I love what I do. And I love that when people meet me, they're like, oh, my goodness, you're so different from what you play. And I'm like, well, that's a good thing. I don't want to be considered, you know, a true, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think there's a lot of people locked up and behind bars, unfortunately, that have found themselves in really unfortunate predicaments, you know, choices that are made that you kind of pay the price.
I love my freedom. Right?
Yeah,
12 years later. But now here's the question I have.
Yeah,
In some cases. When you found out that you were going to do this, did you do any work with any women in prison, or did you just go into this, like, gloves ready?
You know what? I think years ago, when I was a struggling actor, I did a theater arts program where we would go into prisons and juvenile halls and do theater arts with inmates. And I got to spend a couple of weeks at a time with a lot of girls and boys and adults in prisons and in juvie halls where we would perform for them and perform pieces that they wrote themselves. So I got to spend a lot of time with people behind bars. And I have to tell you that it was one of the most rewarding experiences because I did discover really great human beings, unfortunately, behind bars. That shouldn't be behind bars, but because, again, the choices that were made.
Circumstances,
So, yeah, I was able to kind of go back when I got the news that I got Orange is the New Black. I was able to go back into that time and go, oh, wow, I can kind of go back and get from that experience. And so I have, and it's been very helpful.
Beautiful. Now, all your fans, they're all out there. If they're tuning in tonight, I would love it. But for those that are tuning in tonight... What is some inspiration that you give people? Because I always love to have a guest leave us with some inspiration. So what is some inspiration you tell all of these listeners tuning in tonight who are about to give up in life?
Well, you know what? Never give up. I was about to give up. I would think that 2 months before I got Orange is the New Black, I got on my knees. And, you know, I'm not exactly, you know, I don't go to church and things like that. But I do. I am spiritual. I believe in higher being. And I remember going, okay, I understand I shouldn't be doing this. I give up. And after that, I got a pilot. I got Elementary. I got The Following. And then I got Orange is the New Black, literally all back to back within 2 months. And I remember thinking, wow, I was just about to give up. So don't give up. If you really have a passion, if you really have a desire to do something, and your heart and soul tells you that this is what you should be doing, don't give up. It's all possible.
It's beautiful. It's true. When you know what? The divine, whoever people want to call it. But when you're in that moment of surrender, and you're just like, I open myself up and I surrender, that's when all the beauty and the deliciousness happens.
Yes. And it does happen. It does happen. I swear to you, I was about to give up. I had called my manager and I said, don't send me any more auditions. I'm done. So it can all happen. It really can. And Orange is the New Black came at a time where I was literally about to give it all up. So don't give up.
You're saying the best is yet to come.
Yes.
The best is yet to come. Well, if you're ever flying through Florida, I have a new TV show down here, so I'm going to drop that, and it's a one-on-one interview style. I would love to have you on, so let's keep in touch.
I would love to be on. I would love that.
We could expand this more. The next time I come up north, we're going to go over to Lehman Center in the Bronx, and we'll get back to the community.
That's a promise.
All right, my friend, have a beautiful night, and I can't wait to see you on the new season of Orange is the New Black.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for watching on Netflix. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. And you're on Twitter, so people can follow you there, right?
Yes. Selenis_Leyva.
Well, Selenis, que Dios le bendiga. Gracias por todo, mija.
Muchas gracias. Un besote.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, my darling. Have a great night.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
Ciao. All right, let's get this show on the road, because we've got a psychic coming on, Max and Friends. Yes, we do. We've got Tori Hartman. Let's call her up. But while we're calling her up, let's play Georgia by Sophie B. Hawkins. Hit it!
The sun is coming, your body's warm, the grass is cold, but the summer's over and I can't spend another day kicking down the road.
shore do you find your ten feet tall? I could only love you more and more, but isn't it time we said goodbye? And I can't help crying, crying. Georgia, below you, and I don't understand what your soul is wrapped in. Georgia, below you, you're so young and so cynical and so passive. Good Lord, I never thought that I would. Every American girl, but here I go with my red dress on, trying to make it in the big world. Georgia, crying in ripped up jeans, you're sexier than Brad and Angelina Jolie. Something shake on my bed and break in my head. We'll stop and smile. It'll be so funny talking. We'll be older then, maybe wise. And if you find what you love, baby, don't compromise.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Georgia by Sophie B. Hawkins. I've got Tori Hartman. All right, y'all ready? World-renowned psychic, author, and spiritual leader, and she has the number one chakra wisdom oracle cards in the UK. And I swear, if you all go to her website tonight, you buy them, we're going to make them the number one in the US. The chakra wisdom oracle cards. Welcome, Tori Hartman, to Max and Friends.
Oh, my God, Max. Are you telling people, like, okay, just so everybody knows, right before we went on, like, you and I are like, now I call goosebumps truth bumps, okay?
Yes, they are.
So I'm totally crying because I had all the time, I would eat at your grandfather's restaurant, obviously he was gone, in the village, because you and I grew up in Greenwich Village.
At Monaco's, yeah.
And just so everybody listening knows, we're just talking right before, right? And we're saying, oh, yeah, you know, just so everybody knows, Max said to me, oh, do you know Fedora's restaurant? And I said, do I know Fedora? My parents rented the upstairs apartment from them.
Oh, okay? Yeah, it's bizarre. I mean,
and just so everybody knows, was it your mom or was best friends or your aunt?
My aunt and Fedora were best friends. That was like my aunt Fedora.
Okay. I called her, okay, and she and her husband, just so you all know,
Henry,
it was this, like, funky little restaurant that was a villagey place in Greenwich Village, yes. New York, and everybody went there.
Well, the beautiful thing about Fedora's, you know, we got to drop, because I love every time you say their name, their spirit lives on, and Fedora passed away, but every time, Fedora was, like, one of the most amazing women there, because when HIV/AIDS hit in the 80s, she was the one, like, feeding the patients. She didn't give a shit about anything, about catching anything. She just knew, like, when you know better, you do better. And she just knew that she was this nurturing soul, and she fed the, I can't, we're going to start crying. We got a show. We got to move on.
I know, but you know what, Max, and so everybody listening knows this. It's like, that's how we all were in the village in the 80s.
Of course. The village was...
You know, we were all like, we knew before everybody else knew. We didn't care, you know, what people had. We loved them because we were part of our community.
Absolutely. Well, what I love is your quote, that life taught me that the deep wounds inflicted upon some of us as children are spirit's way of leaving us open to receive messages. We are given the gift of wounds to assist others in their healing. So you're now in this position in life where you're like able to heal people, which is beautiful. And we all have, I think, that capability. We just have to like surrender and tune in, right?
Everybody has it, Max, and that's the thing, is that my job is to make my job obsolete.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, so here's the thing. I'm sorry to cut you off because our time is so limited because we just got all caught up. But we have callers calling, and they've been so eager to talk to you. So let's set up a guideline right now. How do they approach a question to you?
So all we need to know is that, you know, do they have a question for us? You know, like, and I'll pull a couple cards and we'll make some magic. How about that?
I love it. Magic happening on Max and Friends with Tori Hartman. Tori, you're going to come back and we're going to spend the whole hour together because we just
We better because we have synchronicity, right?
All right? It's happening. Like, if you want next Sunday, it's happening. Hey, is there a caller on? And where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nikki calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Nikki calling from Connecticut. What is your question for Tori?
I missed a little preview thing. Does it have to be going to be general or?
What's your question?
From the gut. What should I concentrate in my life? In doing in my life right now. Where am I going to go within the next couple of months? Basically.
Okay, so I heard you say, "Where are you going in the next couple of months?" And I just so you know, with the Chakra Wisdom Oracle, I pull cards that are based on your chakra as well. So what's going on, Mickey? Is this has been a very challenging time for you in terms of not only communicating, but you in the past, in the last 6 months in particular, you feel like you're screaming into an empty room, like you're talking to people that aren't getting you. And one of the things I want to say to you is that I want to confirm that you're on your path and you're going in the right direction. But something I want to say, I pulled three cards, Vanity Right Side Up, Quest Reversed, and Completion Reversed. Now, both Vanity and Quest are blue cards, which is throat chakra communication, and Completion is the orange chakra, which is emotions. Now, what's important in this, okay, is when I say, it's almost like sometimes you feel like you're talking to an empty room. That means that you've been communicating with people that don't get you. But one of the things I want to say to you is you are on the right path, even though it doesn't feel like it. And the reversals in the Chakra Wisdom Oracle cards mean that there's breakthroughs coming. So when I look at Quest, my friend, you're on your path, and you're really listening to people, young, old, whoever they are. And I've got to tell you, more guides are going to start showing up. I absolutely love the Completion card because it's about knowing that you're finishing a chapter in your life of the old idea, of the old you that no longer serves you, and where you're going, okay? Where you're going is into a new place of the unknown. And, you know, I was just talking to people about this today, and I know Max will relate. Like, sometimes when you achieve your goals, right, you've achieved what you wanted, it's complete. Now what? But what I want to tell you is this is right now a time of you moving forward, honoring where you're going, and I promise you, I'm seeing the letter A, and I feel, it's funny, August, right? I feel that by the end of August, early September, you're going to get very clear on what the next steps are. But please, don't give up on your dreams. You're going in the right direction, okay?
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Thank you very much. Yes, it does.
Beautiful.
It does. It makes sense. Yep.
Perfect.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Hey, and Nikki, if you want to catch any part of this call, of this reading, you can go to latalkradio.com/max just to play it back so you can feel it again and just digest the words. Because when you're on air, all of a sudden you're like, hold on, what did she say?
I do.
So have a great night. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. That was beautiful. So now here you are in this space right now. You're able to pull cards. People are able to like open up to you and say, hey, Tori, like my heart is broken. I'm lost. You know, and you say the door you enter through will not be the door from which you exit.
Right.
So tell us like one of the most inspirational stories that you did a reading on.
Oh my God, there's so many, Max. I feel like I could take, like, hold on. Do you got 3 hours? Like,
oh,
you know.
Well, you know what? Let's hang on and take a call real quick. So take the caller because you and I, we could talk about this all the time, but caller.
I know, right? Okay, go ahead.
I'm calling you after the show so we could just have a good old chat.
Okay, but so, what I want to say to you is that the most inspirational moments are when people get it, whatever it is for them. And someone once said to me, Tori, does it get any better? And I said, it doesn't, but you do. And those are the moments when no matter what's going on, we have our sanity. Hello.
We get it. Well, we have a caller, so we got them on the air right now. Caller, where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Lily from Connecticut.
Oh, this is my Lily from Connecticut calling now. Everyone's calling from Connecticut. All right, Lily, what is your question for Tori?
What should I focus on for, like, school coming up? Because I don't know.
Lily, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you right up front. You already know intuitively. And I think one of the things is that sometimes in life, we take other people's pulse to see if we're okay, right? So what I want to tell you is that I pulled 3 6th chakra cards, okay, the purple cards in this deck. Here's what I want to tell you. That's all family related. I feel very strongly that this is a time for you. You've done a lot of work, okay? But I feel that you've been given a very powerful gift. You already know what I'm saying to you. When I say you have a powerful gift to take forward, you've always felt you came here for a reason, and you have a sense of it. But when I look at the three cards, I pulled faith, mysticism, and recovery reversed. By the way, all three in the sixth chakra, which is very unusual, very unusual. I don't think I've ever done this before. And the reason it is that the sixth chakra is not only our sixth sense of intuition, but it's the healing of family dynamics. You really came here, Lily, to feel a lot of the family pain. And I want to tell you, I really feel for you because I know that you've been through a lot with your family. Yeah. And that recovery card reversed. It's not recovery from alcoholism. It's recovering it's recovering who you are. And that lilac key tells us in the fable, it says, take the key of the pain of your past to unlock the door of understanding. And I have to tell you, school and everything you're doing, please remember that you came here to help a lot of people heal from family pain. And you had a lot of it. Made you very intuitive, and I just wanted you to know, I really feel that you got the brunt end of a lot of pain in your family, and you were very misunderstood.
Yeah, I have.
And I want to just acknowledge that and say that's very real for you, Lily. That's very real, and I know it's hard for you because, again, it's interesting tonight because I feel like what's going on for you, emotionally, you've been screaming in a bubble and nobody hears you.
Yeah.
And I feel that will start to unravel in school for you more and more. And remember that the pain that we get from our family often becomes what we're here to do for others. And our greatest wounding is our greatest gift. So I want to tell you, I feel that they, when I say family, they took a lot from you. It really knocked the wind out of your sails. But what I want you to know is that what you're recovering is what you never had. So just know that school and where you're going with school is about expressing yourself and learning who you are. And you know what? This is going to be an incredible time. I feel like you're going to make some important friends. And in particular, I feel there's a young man who will be a very important friend for you, and he'll really help you as a guide. And that's what I see.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you so much.
Good night. That was beautiful. Oh, you're just the best, Tori Hartman. Now, here's the story, okay? Because I have to have you back on. Let's kind of like work on a schedule. I'm going to look at my calendar. I'm going to talk to you after the show because we have to wrap the show up because they're giving me the cue right now. But I love
the eye, didn't you? You got the eye.
You know, I love this because it's like we just planted this seed here of Tori Hartman, and now this tree is growing, and people are like, they want to start picking the fruit. So you're going to have to call
And you know what
in.
I want to tell you, Max? It's like, you know, there's a lot you've done in your life, and I feel that there's one particular thing you're meant to do here. So my intention for you is to hold that stand for you because your success is really because you want to create an inclusive community, and I really stand for that for you.
Oh, thank you. And I receive it because we are one love. I love you all for tuning in tonight to Max and Friends. I have to say thank you to Tori Hartman, Sophie B. Hawkins, and of course to, as you all call her, Gloria Mendoza, Vaselinas Leva. I love you all for tuning in. Good night, good karma. And here's Dr. Meyer Love with your astrological forecast for the month of August. I'm calling Tori after the show. Good night and good karma. Take life to the max. Hit it.
Hi everyone, this is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for August 2014. If you have any questions or if you'd like a reading, please feel free to reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. The planetary positions for the month of August 2014 are as follows. Sun is currently transiting Cancer, but moves into Leo on August 17th. Mercury is transiting Leo and enters Virgo on August 29th. Venus is currently transiting Gemini and moves into Cancer on August 7th. Mars will be transiting Virgo this August. Jupiter is currently transiting Cancer and is combust until August 7th. Saturn is currently exalted in Libra. The north node of the moon is currently transiting Virgo, and the south node of the moon is currently transiting Pisces. There are many planetary changes that happen towards the end of July. Saturn has begun its forward motion after being retrograde and debilitated in the sign of Libra for the last 5 months. This retrograde movement would have caused immense hardships for many in this world. Now the relief has come. Saturn began its forward motion in its exaltation strength on July 20th and will remain exalted in Libra until November 2nd. After that, it will move into the sign of Scorpio. Jupiter, though exalted in the sign of Cancer, is combust until August 7th, as it is in close conjunction with Sun. After August 7th, Jupiter will regain its exaltation strength once again in the sign of Cancer. Jupiter will shine its benevolent rays upon all lives and uplift humanity and human consciousness at an individual level as well as on a global level for the rest of the year. The north node of the moon and the south node of the moon have made their movements into Virgo and Pisces respectively, beginning July 13th. The major highlight of this month is the close conjunction of Mars and Saturn in the sign of Libra. This conjunction is not aspected by Jupiter. So this will be a very significant event for the humanity. Mars and Saturn will remain in close conjunction between August 20th and August 30th. This conjunction has a potential to trigger many accidents, wars, and other violent events around the world. So during this window of time, precaution needs to be taken. Traveling during nights needs to be avoided, especially if you are born under the sign of Libra or Pisces, or if you have Mars and Saturn conjunction in your natal chart. Here's the astrological forecast for the month of August 2014 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. Be very tactful when dealing with issues related to your partners in life. It is wise to avoid conflicts and stay calm. Taurus, this is a great time to focus on healing any health issues that may have been bothering you for a while. Gemini, you may need to bring your focus and attention on your creativity in various aspects of life and make wise decisions on how to channel it. Cancer, a great time for healing. New job openings will come your way and you may shift places due to that. Leo, avoid unnecessary expenses during this month and also until the end of the year. Virgo, pay attention to your family and finance. Not a great time to make any new investments during this time. Libra, though life may appear a bit challenging, keep moving forward. The strength and courage of your spirit will heal you and uplift you in many ways, so stay strong. Scorpio, focus on the unexpressed aspects of yourself that you keep hidden. It is time to bring it out and face it. Sagittarius, time to focus on intimacy-related issues, and also it is important to avoid any enmities during this time. It is wise to remain peaceful. Capricorn, you may need to put your focus on career-related aspects of your life. Avoid any workplace conflicts during this time. Aquarius, it is better to avoid any long-distance travels during this time. Also, it is a good time to resolve any conflicts you may have with your dad. Pisces, you will experience an expansion of your creative side, but at the same time, you will need to avoid any travel during this month. Especially traveling during nights needs to be avoided. That brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to say that bright times are ahead. Many of us have experienced very intense energies in the past 5 months. So hold on tight, it's almost over, and we're all entering into a new phase. A phase of new beginnings in our lives. Life is full of miracles. It is up to each one of us to see life as a miracle and choose to be part of it and experience it. Have a wonderful month, everyone. Thank you and blessings.